Pendengar, para kaula muda kini tinggal bersama orang tua mereka lebih lama agar mereka tidak menderita stres hipotek yang besar. Tren tersebut muncul dalam survei nasional Household Income and Labor Dynamics in Australia atau HILDA baru-baru ini. Survei yang diselenggarakan oleh Universitas Melbourne ini telah berjalan sejak tahun 2001 dan mengikuti kelompok orang yang sama untuk menilai bagaimana perubahan yang terjadi dalam kehidupan mereka. Sementara biaya perumahan terus meningkat, upah mengalami stagnasi, membuat banyak orang masih memiliki hutang pada saat mereka menjalani masa pensiun. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Abby O'Brien. Erin Gian Siran Kusa, seorang ibu dengan 4 orang anak dari Melbourne, sedang bersiap-siap untuk pindah ke tempat persewaan rumah barunya.
6 moves in 6 years it's been, so it's bordering on the ridiculous right now.
Ia berencana hanya menyewa rumah untuk jangka waktu pendek saja, sementara menabung untuk deposito membeli rumah. Minggu depan sewa rumahnya telah habis dan harga sewa juga telah naik.
I honestly think our children will never be able to buy unless we're in a position to financially help them, and that is really sad. I mean, I agree with you. This was the dream to own our own house and put down roots somewhere, and it's just getting further and further away.
Profesor Roger Wilkins dari University of Melbourne adalah penulis laporan hasil survei itu.
HILDA is showing us that it's becoming more and more difficult for young people to get into the housing market. We've seen a precipitous decline in the rate of home ownership amongst adults aged under 40. In real terms, home debt of adults aged under 40 who own their home has nearly doubled, certainly well outpacing wage growth over that period.
John Flavel dari agen perusahaan hipotek Mortgage Choice mengatakan, hasil survei itu sangat mengejutkan. Menurutnya, pembeli rumah pertama tidak mengalami kesulitan untuk membayar utang-utang mereka.
If you look at the amount of money that people are spending on rent relative to mortgage payments, then typically actually people with mortgage payments are committing less income to accommodation. But the challenge comes when people are renting and also trying to save a deposit. So not surprisingly, where the housing prices are highest, so Sydney and Melbourne, then the effort and the time taken to save that deposit is certainly the biggest barrier that people have got for getting access to that market.
Survei tersebut juga menunjukkan bahwa sikap Australia berubah terhadap berbagai masalah sosial seperti pernikahan dan pola asuh. Survei itu juga menemukan hampir 40% orang dewasa berjudi setidaknya sebulan sekali, kebanyakan pada permainan undian. Namun Profesor Wilkins mengatakan bahwa yang mengkhawatirkan dari hasil survei itu juga menunjukkan tingkat kemiskinan yang tinggi di antara keluarga dan orang tua tunggal.
Single parent families have much higher rates of poverty than the general population. They've also been facing very steep rises in childcare costs. They have low rates of home ownership and their average income levels are quite low compared with the rest of the population. So on multiple fronts, we're seeing many single parent families having a tough time.
Cassandra Goldie dari Australian Council of Social Service mengatakan itu merupakan peringatan bagi pemerintah federal.
The cuts that the federal government has made over a number of years now to the income support, to the various supports for single parents and for their kids has had this kind of effect, an acceleration in child poverty rates at a time when we are still one of the wealthiest countries in the world. It is absolutely extraordinary that this picture is being painted under this government's watch.